If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hello, Christian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Hola.
Christian, welcome to the program.
Hola.
Random would you rather question. I like this one. Would you rather have sex with a woman who looked like Sabrina Carpenter on top, but a horse on bottom? Or look like Kim Kardashian on the bottom and a horse up top?
That's easy.
That's easy.
I mean,
easy.
If we're doing the deed, I'm going to have to go with Kim Kardashian on bottom.
And a horse on top.
You know? Yeah, I mean,
I get what you're saying.
Match, right?
You're locking on
Sabrina Carpenter, and that back end is the horse.
That's what you're taking?
So you're taking Sabrina Carpenter on top.
Why is that?
So she's a centaur, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Horse on the bottom. Yeah, so what?
But then what happens?
That just makes a lot more sense to me than Kim Kardashian's body with a horse face.
Okay, but what if you have to have full relations? Because to me...
Well, yeah.
You're sticking with Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes. And I could take her to stuff.
Come on down to Eden Plaza.
Yeah, I was saying.
Wow.
Oh, your girl thick? Look at my girl. She got four legs.
I'm taking the horse top and the Kim Kardashian bottom.
Assuming that we have to do this to completion, I'm going to have to go with my man Christian here and definitely take the Kim Kardashian bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not awesome.
Yeah.
But it's...
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Is Sabrina Carpenter walking in all fours?
No, but she's...
Or just the
body,
bottom
Her body is a horse?
Or is she like one of those kind of goat people?
Why does that matter? Okay, say she's one of the goat people. What are they called?
Damn.
Anyway, all right, so she's one of those, right? So it's just the goat
back, two legs,
from the waist
and a giant
down.
Horse butt. Yeah.
You're taking Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
You think she'd take that as a compliment? Like, that's about as big of a compliment as you can get. Like,
she's
look,
pretty.
If the top half of you, if the bottom half of you a horse, but you look the same up top, I'm sticking with you. What are you thinking, Mike? But you got to bring this to completion. You got Kim Kardashian from the hips down, right?
I'm horse top. I'm kind of with Ted on that one. Like, I'll take Sabrina the centaur, man.
Plus, we could take Sabrina to events and stuff.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I can feed Kim Kardashian
an apple.
Right. I don't want BoJack Horsewoman.
Yeah. But you're walking in with
a
four-legged horse,
hug?
Sabrina.
Do you never want a mouth hug again?
Yeah, there you go.
You going to trust your junk inside a horse?
Yeah, but feed her a carrot. Hell no.
Hey, man, I don't know, because, you know, when you're doing the other stuff, like, it's a horse. It's no longer Sabrina. You know, it's a horse now.
I mean, crazier things have happened.
And Mike and I would be the only truthful ones, and we said we got some tail this weekend.
That's true. So I had to move it out of the way.
Random. Got to brush her all the damn time.
Random. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like it.
Are you picturing the Sabrina Carpenter centaur?
Yeah, and she's fast. What else? She's just got two legs. She's not on all fours.
I mean, centaurs are a mythical creature, man, and sometimes they're hot. Centaur chicks?
I don't know.
You can find hot centaur chicks online.
Do you forget? Because they took them out, but I think, what's the old scary Disney movie?
Fantasia?
You're right. I think they took this scene out, but in the original one, there's some attractive centaurs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Look out.
Okay.
Slept on.
Well, no, no. I'm just picturing Ted walking in like, look who I'm dating now. Is that Sabrina Carpenter horse? Oh.
By the way, why I typed in Sabrina. Hot CE, and it's like hot centaur.
That's
like, have I been Googling this?
What do you got? I want to see a hot centaur. One where I would say, you know what? I look past her horse body. She's just so attractive.
Yeah. Oh, no, not that. I was trying to get the blonde one.
Of course you were.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Oh. Wow, man, it won't give me that chick.
It's a horse. It's not a chick.
Yeah, I mean, dude, look at this one.
All right,
she's got a six-pack. Nice little top.
I can't get past the horse body. Yeah, maybe I'm shallow.
Exactly.
That's you are. Yep. I'm shallow.
You're gonna be able to have a conversation with the centaur, though.
Correct. You're there wherever
exactly,
you take her.
Exactly. That's the problem. I just got Kim Kardashian's backside and a horse head.
Right.
I don't have to talk about
so
anything.
So you're nailing Kim Kardashian. You're dealing with weird.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. No conversation. But what are you gonna do to make Sabrina make her human noises? It's not like, look, if I'm
doing... She's still got feeling down there, man.
But it's a horse.
Okay, maybe she's to scale. She's a small woman, so maybe her horse is like a miniature pony.
It's going to be like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Yes, it is.
No.
She's a horse. Have you seen a male horse?
I'm sure the centaur is proportionate to the size of the woman.
Yeah, and Mike's right. Maybe she's a mini one.
Right. It's not mini like she's horse. A Clydesdale with Sabrina Carpenter on
top. How does that make it better? You go like, hey, it's Sabrina Carpenter, and she's a Shetland pony.
That makes it sick and disgusting in my mind.
Nah.
You're the one that asked the question.
It's like eating veal.
Right. Yeah, somebody just made it worse.
No, how far down does Kim Kardashian go? Like, is it just like neck up as a horse with Kim Kardashian underneath?
No, I mean, in my mind, it's waist down. So her ass down to her feet is Kim Kardashian. And then waist up
is a horse.
See, I get nice boobs and whatnot, dude. I get a pretty face and all that.
And Miles, little people.
I have a human vagina.
Little people are still adults. They're just little people.
I'm not.
But they're not ponies.
I'm talking about a miniature pony.
No, there's miniature horses.
Yes, I know.
There's a difference between a horse, a pony, a baby horse, and then miniature horses.
So you're saying Sabrina Carpenter's attached to a miniature horse. That makes it better.
I still can't get past the fact.
She's only like 5'2".
I know. She's a teeny tiny little thing, so she doesn't be a teeny tiny horse.
It doesn't even feel like bestiality. It feels like pedophilia at that point.
No.
Or the miniature Shetland pony.
That's just because she's young.
All right. That's what I'm saying. But you're saying, so would you be weirded out if I dated a dwarf?
No.
I would be weird.
So it's a mini horse.
If you dated a Shetland pony.
Yeah.
I mean, like, can't you just date a real horse? I mean, if that's what you're into. Yeah. I mean, if you're really into that, I'd be like, dude, really? The Shetland pony's what you're into?
Well, someone says you can ride the centaur to work.
There you go.
True.
And then ride her when you get home.
Yeah. Okay. Random.
Thanks for the backup, Mike.
I got you, man. Random. Yeah.
I didn't realize how strong my feelings were about that until we had the conversation.
Yep.
I don't know. Kardashian down.
Sure you are.
Okay, yes. hear me out on this one. At least with our girl, Sabrina.
Yeah.
Like, if I take her to the bar, people be like, I gotta ask. And she'll be like, well, this is what happened.
I've gotta ask.
You walk in with a woman that top up is a whore.
Right.
Right.
And they say, you gotta ask. And they say, go ahead. She can't talk.
And nobody's talking to you. Nobody's talking to you. They're talking to each other going, dude, his girl's got a horse face.
You think more people would talk pleasantly, let's say. To you.
Yes.
Because you have a centaur versus my two-legged horsewoman.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
All
really?
Day, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you think Matthew...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Matthew Broderick Fields.
He's like, oh, this one's easy.
He's got people whispering behind his back. Okay. Dude, this girl's got a horse face. I mean,
we're saying it out loud. Yeah.
Looks like John Elway.
What's the difference?
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, welcome to the program. Okay. Would you rather never eat pizza again or never canyon yodel ever again?
Oh, damn.
Oh, sorry, ladies.
Pizza. Sorry. Oh, I'm getting rid of pizza in a heartbeat.
Are you really?
Oh, without
Man,
question.
Definitely yeah. Banging a freaking centaur seems like the better choice.
I'll take the third option of six with the centaur.
We're using all the weird ones today we got.
Yeah, apparently it's not that weird. Mike and Ted have an absolute solid game. Oh, it's a miniature horse.
Rule
34. The only thing that I got to say about the whole centaur thing is, I texted it in, but Mike, being from Evenclaw, you might want to tone it down a little bit on Ian.
I already made that joke, too, Justin.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. Either way, it's still a horse. Some part of the body. Either pick is still part of a horse.
This scenario found me, buddy.
Yes, exactly.
Right, we're not talking about animals we consider sexual, like dolphins. Right,
so what do you think? Pizza?
Now, along with the question that you are asking our friend Justin now. Right. All right. Bring the centaur into it. All right, Ted?
No.
The idea of pizza or canyon yodeling, but you're now with the Sabrina Carpenter mini horse. I'm saying you're dropping the canyon yodeling. Yeah. I would hope.
I'm dropping it if it's human.
Yes.
I'm sticking with pizza.
This is just pizza or
pizza,
canyon.
Pizza's more, you get more pizza. It's available. I don't need somebody else to get pizza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I eat a lot more pizza than I do that.
Justin, what are you saying?
Oh, let's go with pizza.
I'm getting rid of pizza. I will gladly never eat pizza again.
Really?
Yes.
Like, I don't mind doing it. It's good. You want everybody to have a good time, but, like, compared to pizza?
Yes.
So many other delicious foods.
Yes, thank you. You can have pasta. There's a lot of things you can do. You don't need to do that.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I got to agree with my man. You guys are shaking your head no. And to this guy's point, look, I love pizza, but if I even want something close to pizza, it can be done. Because so many other times, same ingredients, it just depends on the vehicle which you deliver it to your mouth. As where canyon yodeling, like, it's what it is.
It's not the main event,
though. There's nothing similar.
But I'm not giving up sex.
Right. It's not the main event.
Yeah, but still.
Now, granted, I enjoy it.
And sometimes I like the undercard.
Happy to be there. Right. Well, I get you. Yeah. Like
sometimes the undercard's better than the main attraction. You didn't know it'd be that way.
Not near as often as the main event is better than the undercard.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong, but I'm just.
It depends. I mean, you remember people for a very specific reason a lot of the times.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's nasty.
And sometimes you remember why you didn't want to be with them. No, I'm giving up pizza.
You ever had a nasty pizza? No.
Well,
not in that sense.
Uh-huh.
I don't think pizza's.
You ever opened up the box to a pizza with.
Oh no! But I have to put it on my plate.
Even if I only did it twice a year,
I can't not eat this.
I'm still giving up pizza. Even if it was like the Christmas and birthday present for me.
I mean, I've dated girls that don't like it.
Yeah.
Right. We still had pizza.
I'm not dating them. That's a deal breaker.
If somebody here said just eat a calzone. That's what I'm saying. There's a way. It's not pizza.
That's a folded over pizza. That doesn't count.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Even mozzarella sticks with marinara.
Yeah, you could do that.
Mozzarella sticks, the garlic bread on the side, your little dipper of marinara. It's not pizza, but like I can recreate the same
general. I could also put a bunch of pennies in my mouth, all right?
Listen, if they call it pizza, you can't eat it. Pizza rolls, pizza combos, pizza.
I just think I have hands. There's other devices. I can help her find pleasure. I don't have to do that.
Right.
Not saying I'm against it. Certainly not honest to anybody I've dated, but pizza's pizza, man.
Yeah, but there's other foods. Just like you said, there's other things you can eat.
How many kids have stuffed pennies in their mouth? Yeah. Well, what does Mike mean?
Yeah. What was the thing I read the other day? It was like a woman with pierced nipples tastes like if you put your house keys in your mouth.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. That's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.